I talked with Pioneer Hybrid International President Dean Oostrick about the partnership between BP and DuPont to develop, produce, and market the next generation of biofuels.
Why don't you start by telling me just what is the significance of this announcement?
Well, first of all, today DuPont and BP announced their commitment to the development of biofuels on a global basis. And our first work in that area is going to be producing biobutanol, and for the first time using this compound for fuels. What's important to agriculture about that is that agricultural products, corn and other crops, are going into the feedstocks for the biofuels. And the great news for farmers is it's more demand for agricultural products. And the great news broadly for society is that we're going to be able to use more biofuels in our vehicle systems going forward, and that's a cleaner, more healthy environment that we'll be living in.
The whole market for biofuels and the interest in them has just skyrocketed in the last year. How do you see this making an impact on the industry as a whole?
Well, our industry of agriculture is all about productivity. And what we're doing at Pioneer is that same sort of work. Our work is to provide better genetics and agronomics to farmers to help them be more productive. What the tie to biofuels is that the more demand that's being created now by the biofuels just absolutely supports that entire system and ensures that we have a future need for more and more agricultural products.
Let's focus on the future of biofuels and the future of our country becoming more energy independent. How is this going to help?
It's very important, I think, to this nation to be less dependent on imported oil and more dependent on local resources and those that are renewable. And that's exactly what we're talking about in this biofuels relationship and the new biobutanol fuels that we'll be bringing to the market. It allows us to use local supplies, i.e. agricultural inputs, to create renewable biofuels. And it gives us another choice. Ethanol continues to be very important and will grow materially from its point where it is today. Biobutanol is additive to that sort of work. And Pioneer and DuPont are also working on cellulosic for the use of, let's say, corn stalks or switchgrass in biomass development as well. So we're really working today in Pioneer and more broadly in DuPont and with the relationship with BP now to go from the beginning of the agricultural value chain, superior hybrids, hybrids that are better for the production of ethanol, great agronomics, great crop protection products, the future use of cellulose for ethanol and perhaps butanol, and now actually the production of butanol fuels.
Dean, why don't you explain to me what exactly biobutanol is?
First of all, let me take you to ethanol. Ethanol is a fuel that is developed by using, in many cases, maize, seed, or grain, in a fermentation process that yields ethanol. And butanol is simply another molecule that is different than ethanol, but it's also a fuel. And what we've done here is we've found a way, through use of our science, to make the process more efficient and economically viable.
Do you see more of working with the petroleum companies? Because, you know, people have kind of argued that they've been resistant to using bio-based fuels like this. Do you see that that's going to change in the future?
Certainly. We've seen this as an example where BP is excited about using bio-based fuels. No question about that. And they see that as a part of society's future and theirs. So that's why we're teaming up with them, because of the science that we have and their capabilities in the entire food fuel chain that allows us to take that DuPont science and their capabilities in fuel to be able to deliver an entire package and a system that works.
How does this biobutanol actually complement the work that's already being done out there with ethanol and other biofuels?
So really, we believe that in order to meet the global demand for renewable energy, the market will need to expand beyond the existing biofuels technology. And biobutanol will enhance the market for existing fuels, including ethanol. So what this is really a win-win all the way through the system if you're thinking about bio renewables, including ethanol.
What kind of crops can biobutanol be made out of?
We can make biobutanol from corn grain, from wheat, from sugar beets, from sugar cane. Sorghum would be an alternative crop as well. And in the future, we look towards being able to use cellulose-based crops as well, such as corn stalks. So really, the way we see it is that corn-based ethanol is a very important market, and it's one that will continue to grow. And now we're starting to say, what else can we do? Because, frankly, the demand for biofuels is, you can say from where we stand today, is basically unlimited. And it's about new technology and new productivity that can reach the sort of potential we're seeing today in ethanol. So biobutanol from grain is another step toward that. Cellulosic will be another step into the future. And we see all of these options working together to develop an integrated solution basically to our society going forward. There are some things that we can do with biobutanol to actually enhance ethanol blends. And just simply without getting too technical, biobutanol and ethanol in a blend by themselves or with gasoline actually can make some better fuels. There's some technical components about that, but the point is that's the case, and we'll be able to use more ethanol, more biobutanol in our blends. And my car today can use biobutanol. So all the vehicles that we have in use today are enabled to use biobutanol as well as ethanol blends.
That's Dean Oostrick, president of Pioneer Hybrid International, a DuPont company.